Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 25th of June, and here in Auroville is mostly sunny on 28 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today promises very warm with clouds and sunshine, and cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 36 with heat index of 41 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 20 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 30 km per hour. Humidity is on 47%, and maximum ultraviolet index is really extreme, 10. Weekend ahead of us will be mostly sunny with possibility of some thunderstorms. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 60%. Following the last week announcement of the Working Committee on the topic of the new Town Development Authority, the Auroville Council together with the Resident Assembly Service would like to invite us to an interactive general meeting on 7th of July at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Dome. Online we can find links for reviewing the topic, executive summary of the NTDA Task Force, frequently asked questions and answers on NTDA by the Status Study Group, objections to the NTDA raised by Lata and Prashant, and latest postings of Working Committee regarding NTDA. And the Auroville Council together with the Working Committee and Land Board are now presenting us with a mandate for the new Land Board. We are requested for the feedback within the next 2 weeks, before 8th of July, to avcoffice@auroville.org. And Land Board mandate, which is reviewed version 09 by Working Committee based on the edited version of 08 from the Land Board, which was submitted for approval to Working Committee on 7th of June this year. In the first part, talks about constitution of the Land Board, then the mandate of the Land Board, which comprised with land protection, land purchase, sale and exchange, land stewardship, land records and management, and fundraising for the land. And third, method of functioning of the Land Board. And lastly, reporting on the Land Board. On the text you will find the link on which you can read the whole Land Board mandate. Krupa from Salkpanka, a submit of Tamarai, invites us to participate in a collaborative mandala art exchange called Bindu. Details including instruction are included in the blog post on the link. Many enthusiastic individuals are participating from around the world. Everyone in Auroville can come to Art Cart this Friday, 26th of June, from 4 to 6 p.m. on the visitor center stage to create a piece, and all materials are provided. In addition, many Aurovillian families and volunteers have requested the art corner to return to Les Effets instead of only at the car downstairs, so please note their upcoming schedule. Art Cart is closed for 1 week, both on June 30th and July 3rd. Begin on July 7th, Art Corner timings are every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Les Effets and every Friday from 4 to 6 at Art Cart on Visitor Center Stage. Kala Kendra informs us about connection with the Youth Link. They are saying that they want to inform all the artists, art lovers and art enthusiasts, patrons of art in Auroville, that Kala Kendra and its premises is now hosting the Youth Link, a platform for an active youth community initiated by a dynamic group of youngsters as a result of the Auroville retreat supported by various working group and individuals. Kala Kendra is happy to announce to the community that they have made available for them office space at Kala Kendra as a supporting gesture from Bharat Nivas. This was done after detailed discussion and coordination meeting with this dedicated group and their sharing of the vision and purpose with many of them. They would like to actively promote their activities and support Youth Link in their vision and mission. And Youth Link have announced their plans elsewhere through Auroville News and AVNet, and Kala Kendra is happy to support this endeavor as part of Bharat Nivas vision and purpose as the Pavilion of India. So in case all of you artists and art lovers have any great ideas and proposals to connect with Youth of Auroville, you're welcome to connect with Youth Link, which is now situated in the premises of Kala Kendra, just next to the painted wall mural. Auroville Electrical Service informs us on what is causing frequent interruptions of power during recent weeks if we are connected to the Tamil Nadu electricity board grid. So these breakdowns have been caused by a combination of the following factors. Due to the thunderstorms and lightning strikes, various equipment of TNB got damaged. This includes HD, high tension insulators, lightning arresters and light switches. Damage insulator can be very difficult to identify from the ground. There may be a hair crack in the porcelain insulator which gets filled with water during rain, causing a flash or run circuit breaker tripping. It can take days to find an insulator with a crack. To help identify the line portion with the defects, sometimes temporary fuses are installed by TNB, and when these fuses blow, it is clear which line segment contains the defective insulator, and this shortens the time needed for identification and repair. But nevertheless, this is a time-consuming exercise. One of the main circuit breakers of the Irumbay substation, which serves Oroville and nearby villages, is defective. TNB will repair the circuit breaker during the next monthly maintenance shutdown. There are long stretches of HT lines that pass through dense vegetation. If the vegetation is not cut, pruned in time, wet branches will touch the line conductors and cause tripping of the circuit breaker in the substation. This is followed by a process of finding the fault location and pruning trees. Sometimes the fault level is so high that not only the circuit breaker trips, but also a jumper wire on the line cuts. This has happened several times in the recent past and takes time to find and rectify. There have also been short periods of load shedding when there was a power shortage at the state level. Oroville Electrical Service has no direct control over any of the above operational issues, but has been supporting TNB in order to reduce the frequency and duration of breakdowns. Senior management of TNB at the district level has been informed of the breakdowns and has been requested to take an action that results in reliable electricity supply. They are also working with TNB and the TDC on long-term solutions that include conversion of TNB overhead lines with Oroville-owned underground cables. And here's the information on the changes of the dates of NES School Basketball Tournament. Due to the senior state level basketball tournament at PSE from 25th to 28th of June, the NES School Pondicherry State Level Basketball Tournament for Boys and Girls at New Creation Sports Ground will take place from 2nd to 5th of July. And here's also an announcement from Oroville Health Center that our dear friend Ara Culture fell down and suffered a fracture in her right femur, tight bone. Today she is going to be operated in East Coast Hospital, and she will need help from friends and volunteers to attend her there for the coming 6 days, and after that in Arca. Travel expenses will be refunded, so please contact Oroville Health Service at 262-2425 or MedShield via 978-7626-452. But in case if you would like to financially support her, you can do so via the Aura Culture Heart account 251924. And Solitude Farm informs us that classical Carnatic singing classes for children and adults will take place at Solitude Farm on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. A class for children will start at 7:45 a.m. for 40 minutes. It seems early, but it is time when our most fresh and singing is a perfect way to start the day. The morning other class will start at 8:30 a.m. for 45 minutes. They are offering these classes on a daily basis so that people can really get regular exposure to singing, which is the only way to make real progress. The classes will start with simple song, and slowly as the classes develop, techniques and exercises will be introduced. There will be also opportunity to arrange evening and private classes and also violin classes. Teacher is Vizalachi, who has studied MA in violin and vocal in Carnatic music. She has played many concerts and is passionate about sharing not only the techniques and beauty of Carnatic music, but also the culture and spiritual aspects from which it has emerged. So the class starts today at 7:40. Actually, it already started at 7:45 a.m. for children and 8:30 a.m. for adults. For more information, you can call Krishna on 984-331-9260. The learning community is happy to invite us for 3 days mud wailing event on 29th of June to 1st of July, so Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. They are building a compost toilet at the TLC base camp, and it will consist of walls made of mud, bamboo, glass bottles and other materials. During these days, they will go through the full process from the initial bamboo structure to the final cow dung finishing. All those enjoying getting muddy hands in is most welcome to join them. You can just drop in for an hour a day or for all the 3 days. So that will happen, as we said, from the 29th of June until 1st of July, from 9 a.m. to lunchtime at a TLC base camp, which is between Transition School and Dana Community. For more information, you can write them to tlc@oroville.org. Grace is announcing audition for ballet for beginners class on Friday, 3rd of July, at 3:30 to 4:45 p.m. at New Creation Dance Studio. If you are 10 years old and below 16 and really wish to learn ballet and are willing to commit to 2 times a week, you should join them. Classes will be on Wednesday at 4 to 5 p.m. and Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. And here's the word from us. Before the busy season begins, it is time to repair equipment that suffered from power changes in preparation for the students, volunteers and increasing events again. We are happy to have received a positive reply from Avenir concerning our request for FM tower and are following the next steps on the application process. We are excited to be connecting the Blue Lights Network and the opportunities the National Knowledge Network and NKN will bring. We always need people who are interested in journalism, photography, software, hardware, fundraising and etc. Peek at the film schedule says that tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Eco Film Club in Sandana Forest, we will see Queen of the Sun, What Are the Bees Telling Us, which was made in 2010 and directed by Tagart Siegel. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., they will screen a Korean comedy sports, Mr. Go, which was made in South Korea and China in 2013 by writer and director Yong Hwa Kim. On Saturday, we can see international drama Kumiko the Treasure Hunter, made in USA in 2014 by writer and director David Zellner. At Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, there's no movie, but later on at Pasolini Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m., we will see Teorema, which was made in Italy in 1968, of course, by writer and director Pier Paolo Pasolini. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read: above all the complication of so-called human wisdom, there is a luminous simplicity of the divine grace ready to act if we allowed it to act. Life could be quite simple and easy if man's mind did not introduce it in so many useless complications. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.